Good afternoon. Welcome to Legislative Budget and Audit. Today is Thursday, May 26, 2016. The time is 4:03 p.m. and we are here in Juneau, Alaska at the Bill Ray Center, room 208. Madam Clerk, if I could call the roll.
Representative Keto?
Here.
Representative Olson?
Here.
Representative Thompson? Not present. Representative Pruitt?
Here.
Representative Newman? Oh, I apologize. Senator Stedman?
Here.
Senator Bishop?
Here.
Senator Giesel?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Representative Hawker?
Present.
Thank you. Senator McKinnon?
Oh, I apologize, Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Sorry,
and if we could,
too many people, too many
what's the Senator Thompson?
10 people are present.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. With 10 members present, we do have a quorum to continue business. Recently, we learned that Janik Mayer, who has been legislature's consultant on oil and gas fiscal terms, is leaving Analytica. Therefore, Analytica has terminated its contract with the legislature effective May 31st, 2016. We will need to go into executive session to discuss contract matters related to the changes in our oil and gas consultants. Senator Giesel, may I have a motion to...
Madam Chairman, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee enter into executive session as provided by Uniform Rule 22B1. Since the meeting will involve the discussion of matters that the immediate knowledge of would adversely affect the finances of a government unit.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, I'll ask that the room, internet stream, and teleconference be cleared for executive session with the exception of legislators, legislative audit staff, and Legislative Budget and Audit Committee staff members. With that, we'll be in recess till the room is cleared, as well as the internet. We're back on the record. The time is 5:10 p.m. on Thursday, May 26, 2016. This is the LB&A committee. We're in Juneau, Alaska at the Bill Ray Center. If we could reestablish the quorum, Madam Secretary.
Yes. Representative Keto?
Yes.
Representative Olson?
Yes.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
Representative Pruitt?
Yep.
Representative Newman? Representative Hawker?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Giesel?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Kelly? Senator McKinnon?
Here.
10
we have 10 members present and a quorum to conduct business. We had a conversation during executive session about two contracts, and that was about Analytica and Janik Mayer being unavailable to us as of May 31st, 2016. And whether this committee would like to enter into an arrangement going forward to make sure that we have folks available to the legislature to answer questions that may arise within the next 6 to 9 months. In order to continue our services with Nikos Saphos to advise the legislature on issues related to the commercialization of North Slope natural gas, we would have to enter into a new contract with Analytica. Senator Giesel.
Madam Chair, I move that the Chair of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee be authorized to enter into a contract with Analytica Incorporated at a cost not to exceed $60,000, and also that the committee approve an exemption under Section 040A1 of the Legislative Procurement Procedures. The contract will be exempt from the solicitation and Section 145 contract award requirements of the Legislative Procurement Procedures.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the motion passes. The committee also discussed in executive session whether to enter into a contract at this time with a new consultant to provide information on oil and gas fiscal terms. Analytica suggested a consultant, Paul Morgan, with Hart Energy Publishing Stratus Advisors. Senator Giesel, may I have a motion regarding Hart Energy Publishing contract?
Madam Chair, I move that the Chair of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee be authorized to enter into a contract with Hart Energy Publishing, LLLP, at a cost not to exceed $180,000, and also that the committee approve an exemption under Section 040A1 of the Legislative Procurement Procedures. The contract will be exempt from the solicitation and Section 145 contract award requirements of the Legislative Procurement Procedures.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. For the record, those contracts each are expiring on January 31st, 2017, so that is to augment the previous contracts that were in place. Senator Giesel, we did have a conversation about possible needs in Alaska's future as we move towards the commercialization of North Slope gas. Could you read into the record some intent?
Madam Chair, the committee's intent is that the Chair of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee enter into an RFP process to evaluate interest by qualified consultants for long-term advising on international oil and gas fiscal terms, commercialization, and taxation issues.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Are there any comments? Seeing and hearing none, the next item on today's agenda is other committee business. I'd like to note that because of the special session, that we don't have a date set for our next meeting, but that will be announced as soon as we know there is a need for one. Is there anything else to come before the committee today?
Eastern back in.
Yes, please.
Including the audience.
There's been a request for the documents that were distributed, so if those could be turned back into the committee, that would be helpful. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, it's 5:15 p.m. and we're adjourned.